Welcome back to the County Grapevine for Wednesday, July 1st. I'm your host, Dave Wheatley, and our next segment brought to you by the Prince Edward County Chamber of Commerce. Here's Dave McKay with this week's Taking Care of Business.
Dave McKay for Taking Care of Business on 99.3 County FM. You know, one of the great joys of my life has always been traveling. So I decided today that I would talk to Carolyn Hind White, who's an independent travel agency. Carolyn, welcome to 99.3.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Carolyn, you know, in the interest of transparency and full disclosure, we should probably tell everybody that we have a bit of a history going back a number of years.
We surely do. You were my high school English teacher for several years.
So there you go. Everybody knows now that there is a common bond here. However, the common bond we have now is that I think both of us love traveling, and I wanted to talk to you because you are an independent travel consultant. Tell me, what kind of a business model do you work under as an independent travel consultant?
So we're part of a consortium called Ensemble. And Ensemble has many agencies under their umbrella. But our company was originally founded in the late 70s by a very innovative man named Ron Tereshin, who created Avion Travel because his family owned the Avon Motel on Kingston Road in Scarborough. He asked his family if he could have a motel room or two to start up a little agency, and that's how we kicked off. His claim to fame is he created a 24/7 hotline that you could call into and listen to travel specials. In our heyday, we had cars lined up out the parking lot to book this last-minute type travel. We had glossy brochures. He hired 20 beautiful women to sell the travel, and here we are today. I'm still employed with the same company.
What made you interested in travel as a career?
Well, as a young teenager, I suppose I thought I would be hitchhiking across California, but more than that, I wanted to see the world. It was very interesting to me, exploring cultures, food, diversity, architecture, all those things.
And how long have you been doing this now?
Oh, for 40 years.
So your business differs fundamentally from what we thought of as the old travel, where people went into an office and sat down with a travel consultant and then booked their plans. But it also differs from just going online and independently booking it yourself, which I've done from time to time.
Yeah.
Tell me how your model differs from those two.
Well, COVID took care of that. The brick and mortar stores couldn't stay open anymore. So most of us independent agents decided just to work from home. And, you know, on occasion, I will still meet with clients. I've certainly met with you and your lovely wife when we were planning some travel for you. But mostly people are content if you could just spend a few minutes sort of weeding through things with them over the phone rather than, you know, blindly surfing on the internet and trying to figure out, you know, travel plan. It's very confusing. It's overwhelming. There's a lot of product out there to get through. So I think speaking to an independent consultant or any travel agent for that matter will help you in your decision making.
If you have a problem, I know sometimes when I've traveled and I've booked my trip myself and I've run into a problem either with a flight or a booking that wasn't very well arranged through probably my own fault, how does a travel agent help with someone who's in that situation?
So Ontario agencies, all of them, are licensed under what's called TICO, which is the Travel Industry Council of Ontario. Once you've booked through a Canadian agency versus booking online, you're automatically protected under that umbrella. Further to that, you should make sure that you have proper travel insurance. So whether you have it with your credit card company, privately through your business, or you buy it from a travel company, it's always a very good idea to have that.
Now, you as an independent consultant, can you actually sell people insurance, or do you put them through another agency for the insurance?
We absolutely sell travel insurance. And further to that, if you're booking a package tour holiday with Air Canada Vacations, as an example, there's many, they sell insurance as well. So it's sort of an add-on to your package. It's usually $100 to $200, and that will cover various different insurance needs.
What do you think it is about your personality? And I think that it's important when you're in a people business. What is it about your particular personality that makes you particularly suited for this industry?
I think you could say of most successful salespeople, you have to be quite outgoing. You have to overcome objections. That's always a big one. You have to be able to give people information in a credible way so that they feel confident to book with you.
You must be able to manage conflict, too, because I would think that no matter whenever you travel, there's always going to be ups and downs, and sometimes people can get pretty sensitive and pretty irate about some issues.
Well, one of my, you know, the nemesis for me is TripAdvisor. I'm not knocking TripAdvisor. I mean, it's a good source if you want to get some information, but you also have to weed through it, and a lot of people are complaining about beach towels and things that really don't matter. Usually when they call, when they're checking in and they have a small issue, my joking comment to them is, please, Dave, go and get a pina colada, stand on the beach and have a look at the ocean, and maybe you'll feel a little bit better about where you are today versus your friends at home shoveling snow.
I think that's a good advice. Carolyn, how do you promote your business?
Sure. So the 24/7 hotline that I mentioned, our phone number is 416-510-2000. That is still available today. So that's been running for years. People still call in and listen to that. We also have a web presence, and each of our independent consultants has their own Facebook presence. You can also find us on our webpage, which is 510travel.com. And I think that this hotline was so innovative and so many people signed up for it that even if you don't listen to it every day, it's almost better to do that than try to surf the net, because it'll kind of break down. The three best deals for next month are as follows. That'll give you sort of an idea rather than sort of looking at 1,000 hotels and trying to figure it out.
And I would suspect after 40 years in the business and a longtime resident of Prince Edward County, a lot of your business would be repeat business, people you know from the community.
Well, it's a double-edged sword. So the internet wasn't my friend initially because people said, I don't need you anymore, I'll just book my own travel. After a few hiccups, most, if not all, came back and said, I'll never do that again. They had a problem at the airport, they missed their flight, etc. I think having protection and being able to speak to someone who has a little more knowledge around your particular needs, and if I know you, you're my client, I can steer you one way or the other if you have questions, concerns, and of course help in an emergency.
In every business, there are challenges and there are opportunities. I always like to focus on the positive first, so let's talk about the opportunities that the travel business has given you.
Well, right out of the hopper, just being able to travel around the world, which I have extensively, food, culture, architecture, just the beauty of it all. It's if you haven't traveled abroad, you should. It's amazing. It's a big, beautiful world out there, and that is truly a positive. There's so many places to visit. You know, Asia, we've talked about that before. You've been to Europe several times, so have I. Love it. Absolutely recommend that. And it's not a cookie-cutter vacation. You can definitely make it your own. Planes, trains, and automobiles. You can get around and see a lot of just wonderful things.
All right, let's talk about the challenges, because every business does have its challenges. Tell me about the challenges that you're experiencing in the travel industry.
Well, COVID knocked us for a loop, that's for sure. I mean, I don't think any other industry other than tourism was hurt as badly. Currently, oil and fuel, that's really, really hit us hard. It's causing price increases, of course. Cuba's all but shut down, and, you know, as much as we'd all like to go there on a cheap holiday, I worry about the fate of their country and the people. They are really suffering from this. And, of course, the exchange rate, that's making it almost impossible for people to afford travel, where most of us would have done a vacation or two every year. People are deciding to do other sorts of vacations that do not include an all-inclusive package or a cruise. We're coming up with different ways of being able to travel without the expense.
Has the travel industry, and you in particular, how have you been able to adjust to those challenges?
It's been tough. So, you know, people still do call in and they say, well, you know, we're looking at January. We're looking for a last-minute deal. I think that last-minute type idea has sort of gone out the window temporarily. These tour operators are just crippled under, you know, the losses. The airlines have been crippled. They're shutting down. Hotels are shutting down. So there are deals to be had, but I think that you have to be realistic. So if you've got, you know, a mortgage payment and you can't go on a big fancy vacation, you might decide to streamline it and do something like a staycation in Prince Edward County, drive down east, go to Maine, go somewhere that's a little more affordable. Even though the gas is expensive, you can tailor make a vacation that might suit you better.
40 years in the industry, you know it very well. Tell me about some of the important changes you've seen in the 40 years in terms of how business is conducted in that industry.
Yes. First of all, the onset, the internet, that was innovative, friend and foe for those in the tourism industry. It gives people the opportunity to do a lot of research and, yes, book their own vacations if they choose to. It's a wealth of information. There's different travel blogs you can follow along with. And it also opens up a world of information to people outside of looking at a glossy brochure and just pointing at a hotel and saying, I'll go there. I think that education is important when you're planning a trip, and certainly the internet has offered us that. On the other hand, if they make me redundant as a travel consultant and they decide to book their own, I'm out of a job. So that's certainly been a challenge. Then we have, you know, just over and over, terrorism, hurricanes, COVID-19, just as we seem to be swimming back up to the top, we get hit again by another rock and, you know, we're shoved under the waves again. It's hard to stay afloat, and I would say for anyone looking to get into the industry, you might want to have a part-time job or, you know, a dual income in your household. It's not a big money maker, but the opportunity is sure fantastic.
Running out of time here, I hate, because I love talking about travel. So anyway, on a positive note, tell me about one of the trips or experiences you had that you're so really proud of that you planned and pulled off.
Yes. So it's important if you decide to get into the industry that you sort of have a niche. Mine happens to be wedding groups. I love putting together big wedding packages. Most recently, a mutual friend of ours invited me to look after his daughter's wedding group. I was also invited as a guest. So that was a wonderful experience. I loved doing it. We had a wonderful time with friends and family. So that's something I'm very proud of. But I love putting together and planning group travel or even independent travel for couples and families. When they ask me to put it all together like a jigsaw puzzle, I find it very interesting and educational. So that's my favorite.
All right. We have time for one last question, and it's a question we always ask on Taking Care of Business. Somebody who's a young entrepreneur comes to you and says, I'm really interested in the business. What advice would you have for a person thinking about getting into some aspect of the travel business?
Well, to start with, I mean, you can take an online course now. You don't have to do a 3-year college program to become a travel consultant. You can do an online program, but do your research again and make sure that you hitch yourself to a wagon that's successful. So whether it's Thomas Cook Travel, or I can throw out a bunch of names, but get on board with a company that will provide you with proper training, pay you fairly, give you opportunities to experience travel, because that will make, you know, your experience as an agent a lot better. But I think he also make sure that you realize you're not going to be a millionaire, but you are going to be afforded a lot of opportunities and time off that you normally wouldn't if you were an accountant to be able to go and do that.
Thank you. My guest today on Taking Care of Business is Carolyn Hind-White, an independent travel consultant. Carolyn, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you very much, Dave.
I'm Dave McKay, and you are listening to Taking Care of Business on 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county.
Thank you, Carolyn and Dave. Up next on The Grapevine, the county naturally, coffee versus climate change. Stay tuned.